Welcome to the Free to Lead podcast, journeys of leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. My name is Will Steele. I'm the host of the show. I'm a transformational business and leadership coach. I say transform the business owner, you transform the business. So if you want to be the fullest version of yourself in the world, decisive, taking clear action, moving forward, producing the kind of results and having the kind of impact you really want to have in your business, in your life, and in the world, then stay tuned. The people on this show that we interview are handpicked. They've got pearls of wisdom. They're going to share their breakdowns, breakthroughs, their challenges, what they've dealt with, how they've grown, and how they've become free to lead. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be telling you how you can get in contact in about 20 minutes' time. Right now, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to today's episode of Free to Lead. Today, I have a very special guest. That is Aura Winter, and she's an award-winning, best-selling author, TV producer, media coach, ghostwriter, and successful serial entrepreneur. She uses her filmmaking experience and neuroscience to help people make a difference. So if you want to write a book, so if you're listening to this show and you've thought about writing a book, you're a thought leader or what you do that needs to go out there into the world, this episode is for you. And she uses her filmmaking experience and expertise to help people make a difference. So if you want to write a book, if you want to create multiple streams of income from your book and impact your business, your brand, then stay tuned. We've got a very exciting episode for you today. And without further ado, Aurora, welcome to Free to Lead.
Oh, it's great to be on the show with you, Will. Yes, I think this show we can dive deep into. We've got a book in you.
Yes.
Maybe you've already drafted it, but what do you do before you publish it? Because there's so many things that can help your book become a phenomenal success. But if you forget to do them, you miss out on your one chance to make that first impression with your brand new book.
Very good. We're going to get to that. First, I just want to give you the opportunity to share your backstory, how you came to be this world-renowned expert in publishing books and helping people write their books and publish them, etc. What's your journey that got you to here? Because you've got a few, I've read your backstory, but people listening haven't, they don't know. So if you could just, you
know, sure, I'll give it.
Having a yacht business, etc.
I've launched multiple businesses. I'm a creative entrepreneur. So sometimes that creativity shows up like writing books or helping other people write books. But the creative aspect of me just shows up like solving problems. So yes, I've had a yacht sales company. I sold my first company for six figures when I was in my 20s. I sold my last sale of a company just 2 years ago. So I start companies, build them, scale them, sell them. So yes, as you've mentioned, I've been in a yacht sales company, a yacht charter company, a coach training company. I started a film and television production company. We raised $5 million and made eight films. So I've had a variety of different experiences. But what I love doing now is helping leaders, experts, and entrepreneurs really craft their own unique million-dollar message so that they can have a greater influence, make a bigger impact, and of course, make more income. So I summarize how to do that in my award-winning book, Turn Words into Wealth. It's got seven different ways to make seven figures with your business. And I'm sure we'll touch on that today. But I really love to do this because I think if you have a book in you, a book can be a lasting legacy that can even outlive you. So let's make it a great book. Let's make the book as good as it can be so that it can make a difference to every reader. But also let's strategically design that book so that it brings you wealth and acclaim and influence and also makes income so you can afford to keep marketing the book.
Wonderful. Wonderful to share with everybody listening. I'm all ears because I've just written, I was just sharing before the show, I've just written my first book, which has taken me 8 months to write. It took me about 3 years to start it. And the idea, I want to write a book. Oh, I can't write a book. How can I get what I want to say into a book? And then I wrote a book. Yeah. And then I rewrote the book. And then I rewrote the book. So I've rewritten the book three times. I worked through it with an editor, going through line by line. And it's now in the proofreading stage. So when you showed up, you made a request to be on the show. I was like, absolutely. Perfect. I'm as in this conversation as anybody else listening to it. So I'm going to be asking you questions for myself and for everybody else.
A couple of things I want to highlight from what you just shared, Will. You thought about the book for 3 years and then you wrote it for 8 months or so. And the typical first-time author spends 3.5 years writing their first book. And that's because they don't know all the shortcuts and different ways to do it. So I actually work with people in conversations like this. We first decide, what do you want the book to do? Who do you want to read it? What impact do you want it to have? We then test the title and subtitle, come up with an outline. But from then on, it's very easy. And I attract and work with clients who have dyslexia or ADHD, or they're just like running an 8-figure company and they have no time. So I just interview them. And most people who have passion and expertise have a lot of stories. And that's the fastest and easiest way for a busy professional to write a book, is by being interviewed by somebody who's curious, who doesn't know your stories, but who also has a strategic plan for where is this book going and who is the ideal reader. So one of the things I want to point out that Will did brilliantly, and anybody can do it, is he'd finished his manuscript, but instead of hitting publish, he's, let's make this better. So he hired an editor, I worked through it line by line, and now he's got great title, Free to Lead, he's got a good-looking cover, but he has a chance to test the subtitle. He has a chance to apply for book awards before the book comes out. He's already got a plan to get a number of book reviewers involved before the book comes out. That's really key. But before you press publish, I know you're all eager and excited to press your book, to publish your book, or most people are, the difference between a really successful book launch and one that's ho-hum is these last couple of months when you think the book is almost there, but let's have the patience to take it all the way to 5-star.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think for the people watching on video, I'll just quickly show you the book, given you just said it's got a great cover.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. I have to share my screen. So 1 second. Yeah, there we go. Oops. There we go. Can you see the whole thing? Oh, mine is covered.
I see it. Yeah. The title is Free to Lead. And the subtitle, which he's perhaps still testing, is Unleash Your Authentic Leadership and Influence with the FITRA Method. And then it's got a beautiful image of a hawk or something with the sun behind it. And then his name, Will Steele. So that's a strong cover. Let me just comment on testing the title and subtitle. People put years of work into the book, and then they just oftentimes slap on a title, subtitle, and an image. It's really worth testing everything at this point. It's not that expensive to test something with a market test that's quick. And there's various online companies to do that. And for very little, you can get response from 50 people who read nonfiction business books, for example.
Yeah.
The neuroscience of communication. I want to talk about the neuroscience of communication and use your book as an example. Free to Lead. There's 3 steps to effective communication. The first step, you want to appeal to the croc brain, the ancient reptilian brain that is filtering messages for, is this interesting? Is this new? Is this dangerous, but not so dangerous that I shut down? So the title Free to Lead is a good title because it's got only a few words, and they're powerful words that are your brand. So free, who doesn't want freedom? That's wonderful. And lead, oh, who doesn't want to be a better leader? So that's very strong. The subtitle could be maybe tweaked a little bit, but it's good. And then the image is good. Now the second step, so once people know what category are we in, Free to Lead, oh, okay, I got the category. So check, you've done step one of the neuroscience of communication, which is their 3 steps. The second step is social proof. So you see on my book, for those of you who are on video, Turn Words into Wealth, it's got some awards on the cover. So it actually was the Outstanding Nonfiction Book of the Year in its category, Publishing and Writing, the year it came out. It's won a number of awards you can see on the back of the book. Your cover is eager to have this second step of neuroscience, social proof. So you can do that by applying for book awards, or if you know somebody famous who can give you a glowing testimonial, you could put that on the cover. And then the third step of neuroscience is what the content of the book is. It's like the tell me more. So you want each chapter, I haven't read your book, obviously, because we just met today. Yep. You want each chapter to be like a nugget of content that engages the reader, but then you want to use the same kind of hook that you would read in a nonfiction book or that you experience when you're watching a TV series. It's like they end on a cliffhanger. So you want every chapter to lead into the next one with a little hook. And you want to trigger active reading, not passive reading, so that because books can be a wonderful vehicle for transforming. I know this is something you care about, Will. Transform the business owner, transform the business is one of the things you say. So yes. How can you add things? So for example, Turn Words into Wealth and many of the books that I help my clients write through Same Page Publishing, at the end of each chapter, it's usually got five action steps or how to apply this or go and watch this video or get this free PDF or take this next step, join my newsletter, watch my podcast. So you want to make the book as much like a workshop as you can. Invite participation. So there's a couple of tips for you there. And then
I'm happy to hear that because every chapter at the end, there's questions to work through. And then there's reflective questions, there's some exercises, because I really want the people who do it to actually walk away from this, not the same person who picked the book up in the beginning.
Yeah.
So exactly. I love you saying that.
So one of the key things is reviews, because that is the second step of neuroscience, is social proof. So one of the reasons I wrote my book, Turn Words into Wealth, Blueprint for Your Business Brand and Book, is it just made my heart so sad to see people who had put all this love and effort and attention into writing their book, and then they would eagerly press publish on Amazon. KDP makes it so easy to publish a book, and then crickets, because they hadn't bothered or they didn't know. It's not their fault. They didn't know. It was their first time doing it. You don't know all the things. I've been working in publishing and film and entertainment for decades, so I've learned a few things along the way, thank goodness. So you want to take advantage of the sort of honeymoon period that your book has for the first 30, potentially the first 90 days, but especially the first 30 days on Amazon. On a new book, Amazon goes, hey, great, new book. Let's pay attention and see what's happening here. So you want to, even at the advanced review stage, even at the stage that your book is at right now, Will, even while you're still doing the final little pass on, let's make sure that this is perfect. Typos are so hard to get. I have the editor that I work with. She's typos are cockroaches after a nuclear blast. You just can't get rid of all those suckers. Anyway. So you want to hire fresh eyes, do another proof, look at it again, see if there's some PDFs with some free action guides or some other invitations or other ways to add value. As we said before we started recording, maybe there's a little short video that adds more value to a particular chapter. You could add a link to that. So while you're doing that polish, you can send the book out for reviews. And it's called an advanced reader copy. You can say not for distribution. The book's not available for sale anywhere, but you send it out to advanced readers. So you would send this to your client list, your friends, your family, beta readers, influencers. And there's also specific book marketing sites that can help you at this stage of development. And you want to make sure that you have lined up at least 20 reviews for the week the book comes out. Now, you don't want to ask somebody to read a long book in a week. So as a courtesy, you want to give the book to these influencers or these reviewers 30 to 45 days before the book comes out. So you're like, here's the PDF. You put on the copyright page, advanced reader copy. You put the date. You're fine. You can even put there, this is not the final copy. We're still doing a final proofread, but we're really appreciate your comments. And the advanced readers typically understand that and they don't go, there were typos, because they know that you're still doing a final pass. So when you've got this honeymoon period, the first 30 days on Amazon, you want to way in advance have thought through all of the marketing that's going to happen in that first month. And there's many places you can advertise books, but unless they've got a minimum of, I'd say, 20 reviews and over a 4-star average, you won't be eligible for various different promotions because people will say it's not a good book or nobody cares. Yeah. So you really need to do that. And that's the second point of the three steps of neuroscience. You want to hook attention, which you've done with your title, Free to Lead. Then you need to have social proof. And you could have an award on your cover, that's social proof, but then you really do need those reviews. There's a couple other hacks for getting reviews that I'd be glad to share that are straightforward, but I want to give you a chance to say something before I continue sharing.
No, I noticed I caught myself taking notes and think, why am I doing that? We're recording this. I can
you can listen again.
This back. I can just completely give you my full attention because it's gold. We haven't set this up on purpose this way, but the way you're doing it is just really wonderful because anyone listening, they can replay this, they can see it for themselves because every step there's a whole world to plan for, to make sure happens, to give your book the best chance.
Exactly right. Well, you know, it's taken me decades to work this through, but that's what we do at Same Page Publishing. After we help people create the book, then we go through the book launch checklist. It's actually a 20-page checklist, so I'm just going to highlight the key things that are easy to understand what to do and don't require a 20-page checklist. So
yes.
You can see some examples of my work or the work that I've done with my clients. For example, I have a client. His name is Michael Stockham. He's a litigation attorney. We're working together on a series of legal thrillers. His first book, Confessions of an Accidental Lawyer, has won 10 awards. It's got over 3,000 reviews on Amazon. We just launched his second legal thriller, which is called Jake Fox Ties That Blind. I like his clever title. And even though it just launched a couple of months ago, it's already got almost 600 reviews on Amazon and a 4.5 star average. It's already won a couple of awards. So right now we're adding the awards to the cover. He's got over 2 million page reads and over 100,000 readers, which is amazing for a self-published book with a very modest marketing budget. But it's because we did all of these things right. So here's another tip for getting those reviews that are so important to a book's success. Well, maybe I should say this first. The book has to be great. It has to be worthy of 5 stars. So that's not only about checking for the typos and making sure it's error-free. It's making it the very best that you can. Spend the extra month or spend the extra year making it brilliant. So for example, I'm working with another client and he gave me the draft of a book and I gave him like 16 pages of notes and an hour conversation about how the book could, all the wonderful things about the book, like these 5 things are working brilliantly. The raw material is here, but here's some really specific things that we could do to make it better. I'll give an example of a specific thing that could make a book better that most people don't think of. So 70% of people don't finish books. You need to design a book the same way that you would design a TV series. So my background in film and television helps me do that. So instead of starting in chronological order, what is the most interesting, dramatic, insightful, inspiring chapter in your book? And is that in the middle of the book? Maybe that should be at the beginning of the book. So thinking through, not just as a developmental editor, but thinking through as a marketer and as somebody who studied the neuroscience of communication, what order should this book be in so that it delivers so much value at the beginning, but also plants seeds at the beginning about the further value that's going to come later in the book. So a lot of beginning writers or even experienced writers think, oh, I'm going to save the best parts for the end and end on a crescendo. They don't appreciate that most people don't finish books. 70% of people don't finish books. So don't bury the lead. Don't bury all of the good stuff at the end. So that requires a fresh eye to look at the structure of the book after you've been working on it for a year and you're like, you've gotten comfortable with the structure. You want fresh eyes and go, is that really the best order? Am I delivering the best value? Have I set up the hook for the big, bold promise of the book at the very beginning using the neuroscience of communication? So the client's book that I'm helping with right now, it's a wonderful idea and so much potential, but it was missing the very first. It's almost like when you're starting a book, it's the same as pitching to raise capital. You want to have a pitch at the beginning of the book as the introduction, which is, really, why should you read this book? What are all the benefits of reading the book? What are all the costs and consequences of not having the information that's in the book? Who is this book for? How will it transform your life? And what are the big takeaways that you will get from reading the whole book. So that needs to be said quite briefly, but powerfully. And then it's, oh, and why are you the best guide for this journey? So you, the author, in this case, yeah, your book, Free to Lead, Will. Why is Will my ideal companion or coach or mentor on this path, teaching me how to be free to lead? Sorry, I'm going to have a drink here.
You're doing great. You're doing great. This will be an extended version of Free to Lead.
I'm so delighted that we're connecting at this point because so often people have a good book, but maybe it's B+. And this kind of conversation, like people can listen to this again and again and take action on these things. Or if they want even more help, they can reach out to me at Same Page Publishing and I can work with them one-on-one. But there's so much value I can provide to you right now in this moment, Will, just say you're at this point.
Exactly.
So circling back to you, as we just said, the book's got to be great. So if you're a fast, impatient person, see how you can calm yourself down to just be committed to excellence, because this book can be your legacy. It can make a difference for years to come. And if it's a nonfiction book, so many authors have basically, they only really need one great nonfiction book. For example, The Atomic Habits, right? James Clear doesn't really need to write any more books because that one is awesome. So then another quick way to get reviews is when you've got the book in the advanced reader stage, you can upload the ebook to Amazon. Amazon owns Goodreads. So even before the book is published, you can give 100 copies of the ebook away for free.
Yeah.
And the Goodreads reviewers are not forced to give a review, but they're encouraged to. If you do that every month, you can do that for 3 months before the book comes out, and potentially you would have 300 reviews, but that's unlikely. Maybe you'll get 20 or 30.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing is, pardon me, I'm talking so much, my mouth got dry. 1% without a strong personal ask, only 1% of people who finish a book leave a review. 1%, out of 1,000. So you can't rely on the number of readers to generate reviews. So for example, that author I was just mentioning, or even like my fantasy series, I've got Magic Mystery in the Multiverse. I wrote a fantasy series for young adults. You'll see it's got a book award. It won the Reader's Choice Award, Best Book for Teens. This has got, I don't know, 50,000 readers. It doesn't have anywhere near 50,000 reviews. So 1% of people who finish a book will leave a review. 0.7% of people who do not finish a book leave a review.
But that's like a negative one.
So it's 70% of people who don't finish a book leave a review, and those will be your one-star reviews.
Yes.
And the reason for those one-star reviews, besides the obvious that maybe the book isn't good, oftentimes the reason for those one-star reviews is the book is in the wrong category on Amazon or wherever you're selling it. Hmm. So one of the other things that's so important to do and requires some expertise is put the book in the right categories and have the right keywords, especially at the very beginning. Amazon doesn't know who to serve this book to, who to show it to. And so you could get some bad reviews because your metadata or the way you set or your team has set up the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you're selling it is a mismatch with who it is for. For example, this book, Magic Mystery in the Multiverse, is for kids age 9 and up. So we set the age to 9 to 14 for young adults. That would be the wrong category for this book, Turn Words into Wealth, which is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders. It's a book for adults. So there are, and it's also a mistake to put, for everybody, right? So you want the metadata to clearly signal to Amazon and to the reader who the book is for, and you can sabotage your reviews by trying to be all things to all people.
Yes.
You can also sabotage your success by putting the book, you only get three categories in Amazon. You can sabotage your success by choosing three huge categories that the book is too new to, it just gets buried in the ocean.
It's not going to dominate an already existing, very popular category.
Exactly. So you want to choose those categories strategically. One of the resources that is not very expensive that I recommend people could get, it's called Publisher Rocket. So that's a wonderful resource, and it helps you see how books are selling in your category. It can help you choose your keywords and your categories on Amazon, and you can do quite a bit of data and research. So for example, for that legal thriller client, we're meeting later today. And so yesterday, my team and I researched how much money our books in the legal thriller category making.
Yes.
Came up with shocking data that, I don't know, I think if I remember the numbers correctly, I think John Grisham's books only on Amazon, only sales on Amazon are making about 22 million a year. So there's definitely business to be had in that category.
That's not per book. That's all his books, presumably.
That's a quick look at all of his books. We didn't do like an exhaustive survey, and that's only on Amazon. And that's the kind of data that comes from Publisher Rocket.
Yeah.
So then on Publisher Rocket, you can see for any book, like you could go there this afternoon, Will, and you could look up leadership books that you like. You could see what category are those leadership books in. Now, books that are published by New York Times publishers may have more than three categories, but as an independently published or a new author, you typically only have access to three. As what I, a rule of thumb is, choose of the three, one should be the smallest possible category that you fit in, which doesn't mean a small category, it just means a long tail. So you could be in, I don't know, entrepreneurship, leadership, Middle East or something, right?
Yeah, Middle East leadership.
Right. So see, and then there's like, I don't know, I think there's five or six layers. So try to get one that's very long layered. And then the other two categories you can choose, you can either go for most amount of demand and traffic, but you always want to have as long of a key tail as possible. So even if you put your book in leadership, you would also choose subcategories. And if the book's launch goes very well, like all of the books that I launch for my clients become number one bestsellers on Amazon because we set this up right. It's in the right categories, it's got the right keywords, it's got the right metadata, and then we do this whole launch process.
Yes. Great. Awesome.
Quite a few tips there too.
Yes, absolutely. So someone watching this or listening to this, where do they start? There they are, they're in a specific, maybe they're a lawyer, maybe they're mostly on this, I think it's going to be business leaders and entrepreneurs that are listening to this podcast. So where would they start? I had a guy on yesterday, he's a really great guy, and he's both an architect and he has his construction business combined, right? So he's got lots to say about creating the vision for the thing and then bringing in the construction stuff. And so someone who's a speciality like that, where would they start in writing their book? Because he's got a book in him. Most of my clients end up writing a book because I'm listening to them, they're great.
Most of your clients have a book in them. Most experts and leaders do because they're up to something, right? So the best place to start is read Turn Words Into Wealth. It'll give you seven different blueprints to make seven figures with your book. And you can get it for free if you go to turnwordsintowealth.com. I offer the ebook for free. And that also comes with five free videos that walk you through how to attract capital, clients, and media coverage. Now, if you prefer, you can get it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. I love books because I've put decades of my expertise into the book. And it's whatever, $20.
Yes.
And you've put, I'm sure, decades of your expertise into your book. Books are the best value investment. So they would start with reading Turn Words Into Wealth. And then if they would like, and then they can do it themselves. I walk you through how to create a $1 million message, how to create a platform, how to launch your book. All the things that we've been talking about briefly are in the book. So you can just take action on your own. But if you are an expert leader or an entrepreneur and you want to work with me one-on-one, then you could go to samepagepublishing.com and sign up for a free business breakthrough call and we'll chat and see if I can help you. But the way that I work with people, which is a way that I recommend anybody could do this, is verbally. So you can record if you, the way I work is first we decide who's the book for, what's the ideal outcome, what is the transformation, what's of the book, what transformation will the book lead the reader through, what is the big bold promise. So after you've worked through all of that, and then you have a chapter outline, this is what I do at the beginning with my clients. Make your outline, maybe you've got 10 chapters, and then create a mini outline. Every chapter would have a similar outline. What are the biggest myths in leadership as a middle manager? Give me an example of one of your titles, of one of your chapters.
All right, I have to go and look, but one second.
Or a topic.
Let me just get you. There we go.
Sure, might
So,
as well work with an actual example.
an actual example. Here you go. I'll get to the contents page. And my book's actually in two parts, part one and part two. So,
Okay.
yeah. Redefining leadership. Let's have a look at that. This is part two of the book because we're talking about creating your authentic leadership. That's part two. Part one is shattering your limiting beliefs, everything that's holding you back from being the fullest version of yourself. That's the first part of the book. Second part, once you've got all that out of the way and you're opened up, you can now create your authentic leadership.
Okay, let's use shattering your limiting beliefs because that's easy to get used as an example. Okay, so the chapter might be, what are limiting beliefs? What's a belief? What are limiting beliefs? What are some examples of limiting beliefs? How have limiting beliefs held you back in the past, Will? What breakthroughs did you achieve when you broke through those limiting beliefs? How have you noticed limiting beliefs impacting your clients or the people that you've led at your workshops? What breakthroughs did they have? And what were the results after they broke through those limiting beliefs? And what can the listener do to first identify, or listener or reader, if it's listener, if it's an audiobook, identify their limiting beliefs? What are some of the processes or methods that you might suggest to have a breakthrough? Like, I have a whole process that I use to help people break through, and some action steps they can take. Okay, so maybe we have that as a rough outline as the chapter, and then I would just interview you. People can do this on their own. You can record yourself on your phone or what have you. Although I find that there's something about somebody who's curious and present and has your best interest at heart, deeply listening, that actually deepens the quality of the content about tenfold. I don't know. There's just something magical that happens when somebody is listening. That's how I work with my clients. I call it the spoken author method. But for the people who are watching or listening to this, you could do it with a friend, with a family member, with a coach, or by yourself. So after they've read Turn Nerds Into Wealth, then come up with a, who is this book for? What is the transformation? What is the big bold promise? And then break that into chapters. You don't have to have the title exactly nailed. In fact, oftentimes the title comes through the process of working. And then maybe you have 10 chapters and then go through that process and then transcribe it. And then there's a lot of cleaning up that has to be done to take it from a transcript. But what I like to do with the spoken author method is, because I'm a marketer and I like to think strategically, is why wait until the book is done to start marketing it? So as I'm interviewing my clients, the videos and audios that are the rough draft of that chapter become assets that can be used on social media. So I'm working with another client. Her book's called The Vitality Solution, and I've interviewed her for her book. And she's got little short clips, 30-second clips, 5-minute clips, 1-hour clips that she can put on her social media that not only build buzz and interest in her book, she's already got a bunch of pre-sales, but build interest in her business. And she's got a health spa.
Brilliant. You've said a few times how people can reach out to you. Obviously, if they read your book, From Words to Wealth, they've got all the information in there. So, if you can just to summarize, how can people reach out to you if they, I've been
Well,
thinking about
just
writing a book, or do you think I should write a book, or just ask? I'm sure you'd be open to that.
yeah, so I recommend, I put so much love and thought and energy into my book, Turn Words Into Wealth, Blueprint for Your Business Brand and Book. You can get it wherever books are sold. If you'd like a free copy, you can go to turnwordsintowealth.com. If you are a leader, expert, or entrepreneur who has a business, who's already at least earning mid six figures, then you might want to consider working with me personally at samepagepublishing.com. So you can go to samepagepublishing.com and you can see a number of the clients that I have helped take their idea for a book to an actual book and then help them promote it so that it's got hundreds or thousands of reviews and readers. So that's what I really love doing it. It's like a perfect career because it balances my love of pulling out the gold in somebody's story and my interest in changing the world. And I feel like the best way that I can make a difference in the world is by helping difference makers, such as yourself, Will, have a bigger impact by reaching more people in a powerful way, such as through their book or their million-dollar message delivered on video or in a pitch or that kind of thing. So samepagepublishing.com.
Fantastic. And he brought it together. Free to lead, journeys of leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. You've captured that essence of the show. So thank you so much, Aurora, for being on the show.
My pleasure, Will.
Thank you very much. Will Steele here. Thanks so much for listening to the Free to Lead podcast, Journeys of Leaders, Driven by Passion, Inspired by Purpose. If you're a successful leader and you're driven by passion and you're inspired by your purpose and you'd love to be a guest on the show, we'd love to have you. Just visit podcast.willsteele.com. That's podcast.willsteele.com. Will Steele is spelled W-I-L-L-S-T-E-E-L, all one word. If you got something out of today's interview and you'd love to share it on your social media, we'd love you to do that. You can take a screenshot on your phone, you can text it to a friend or post it on your socials. And if you know someone you think they'd be a great guest, tag them on social media or just let them know about the show and include the hashtag Free to Lead. I love seeing your posts and suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. And to make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews, and your comments go a long way to help promote the show. And that means a lot to me and my team. If you want to know more, go to our website, willsteele.com, or follow me on LinkedIn under Will Steele, or Facebook under Will Steele, or Instagram under Will Steele Coaching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.